St. Matthew 18, verses 19 and 20. Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name,
yes,
there am I in the midst of them.
Uh-huh.
Supporting scripture this morning coming from Paul's writing to the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 12 through 14. 1 Corinthians 12 chapter, verses 12 through 14. The Bible reads, "For as the body is one and have many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." So on the basis of those verses, we like to use a thought or subject this morning. All we need for Jesus to show up is just two or three. All we need for Jesus to show up is just two or three. God is a loving God, and he loves all of us, regardless to who we are, where we come from, what we've ever done in our lives. We serve a loving, mighty God. And because we serve him, we trust that he will do what we need him to do. There are times when situations and circumstances may have us to begin to wonder, "Lord, where are you now?" There are so many that have said, "You won't put no more on us than that we can bear." But there comes a time it seems like you just can't take no more. But in those times, instead of giving up in despair, you ought to throw your hands up in praise. And decide that I'm going to live while I'm living. I'm going to praise him while I can. And I'm not going to be worried or concerned about what my neighbor might think or what my neighbor might say, because my neighbor don't know like I know what God has done for me. And they don't realize that there were times when it seemed like I was all by myself, but I talked to God, and God came to my rescue even in the comforts of my home. How many of you know that even there in your room where nobody's there, and sometimes it seems like the walls are beginning to close in on you, but the more you begin to talk about Jesus, the more you begin to call on the name of Jesus, you begin to feel a release. You begin to feel those burdens lifting up off of you. And as they begin to lift up off of you and you get lighter, there's something down on the inside that gives you a spirit of gratitude. And all of sudden you'll find yourself, instead of saying, "Lord, have mercy," you'll say, "Thank you, Jesus." Anybody know what I'm talking about? Those times when it seemed like you don't know what you're going to do, but God with his merciful hand reached down into your bedroom and touched that body of yours one more time. I don't know about you, but that gives me a mind to tell God, "Thank you for everything that the Lord God has done in my life." If those of you that got a reasonable portion of health and strength, you just don't know how blessed you are. There are so many of our brothers and sisters going through this morning, and if you are not one of those, you got a lot to be thankful for. You got to understand and know that it is a good thing to have a mind to come and assemble ourselves together here on another Sunday morning, worshiping God in spirit and in truth, praising him for who he is and for what it is that he has done and is yet still doing in our lives. I thank God that God is an ongoing God, because sometimes we got friends that are just friends for a little while. Sometimes we got associates that'll go with us as long as we got something to give, but when we don't have anything else to give, they'll go their merry way. But I thank God for a God that is always right there. Even if you don't have a dime in your pocket, how many of you know that God will still bless you? Even if you don't have money to go to the doctor, how many of you know that God can steal from the heavens, touch your feeble body, and heal you one more time? So you got to begin to believe that it's not so much about what you can do, but what he has done and what he is willing to do. But You have not because you ask not. And then there's so many times you ask amiss. That means that you ask with a little doubt in your mind. You ask wondering whether or not God is going to do it. You ought to know that if you ask him for it and if you need it, it's already done. Now, if it's just something you want, you may have to wait for a little while. But how many of you know that God is a supplier of all of our needs? It is a blessing this morning to still be counted amongst the living and have the joy of Jesus and the assurance of steadfast companionship and protection by a God that will always be right there. And I say that because the God that I serve said that he will never leave us, neither will he forsake us. We got to understand that you are not here this morning by your own will or merit. You are here because of the power of a mighty God. God realizes and understands that you got to know that every one of us have a determined cycle. So you don't know how long you're going to be here. All you know, you're here now and you're going to leave one day. And only the power of a mighty God can say when that day is going to be. Somebody might say you were just this close to death, but that close is not quite close enough. Because as long as there's just a breath still in your body, you still got something to tell God thank you about. I am determined to say like David that we are the sheep of his pasture. And Jesus said that my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. So you got to hear and know the voice of the Lord our God. A lot of times you get yourself in trouble because you fail to listen to that small, still voice. Now, when you think about it, I wonder, is there anybody in here glad to be able to say like David that the Lord is my shepherd? I shall not want. I know and I believe like Paul that God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. There is nothing that I need that God don't already have. There's nothing, even though sometimes when we have things that are before us and we don't know how we're going to bring them together, we got to know that if we walk by faith, that we are walking and we're serving a God that can do the impossible. We're serving a God that can step in. When everybody else has stepped out, God can step right back in and let you know that it's still going to be all right. See, I don't know about you, but I just love the Lord our God because of who he is, because all of us belong to God. Whether you're a Jew or a Gentile, white, black, Spanish, or Russian, you belong to God. There is no way to get around that. And the one thing is that if we all belong to God, then we believe and we've heard that there's one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. And so we know that there are many different denominations, that there are all kinds of religion going on in the world, but there's still just one God. And I don't care how you do your thing, you can't change God from being God. And the God that I'm talking about, he is the one that made man in his own image and gave us dominion and power over all living things that he created. So we are very special to God. But even as special as we are, I do want you to understand that God is a God without respect of persons. So wherever you may be in life, you are no better than anybody else. Some of us like to think because we can give this good testimony and we got a little bit of Holy Ghost fire that we above somebody, but that don't make you no better than nobody. Some folk think because you a minister and you carry the title, Minister so-and-so and Reverend so-and-so and Pastor Cade, that you think you somebody. You ain't nobody. You nothing but a wretch undone, a raggedy rag in the eyesight of God. But when you humble yourself at the feet of God and know where your strength come from. See, I don't know about you, but I found out where my strength come from. I found out where my real friends are, because every now and again, it was a time when it seemed like everybody had closed their faces and closed the doors and turned their back, but God said, come on in. I'll make everything all right. Anybody believe that this morning? Anybody know that God is a God without respect to persons? Anybody know that I don't care what your neighbor think about you, your life is your life. And if you got a gift, that gift came from God. Just because you got one gift and I got another gift, it don't make my gift any better than your gift. For the Bible say all of the gifts come from the self same spirit. Who are we to boast about what we can do? If you can do it, you can do it by the ability and the power of an able God. I know that God is able because he can see us through. I know that God is able because God is righteous and he is just, and we can always depend on God. Hallelujah. How many of you know that you can't depend on man? Man will tell you one thing and do something else in a minute. You can't depend on woman. Woman will say one thing and do something else in a minute. But you can always depend on God. As we look at life, we'll find that in life there are two kinds of people in this world. There are the believers, and then, of course, there are the unbelievers. God allows his sun to shine on both. You see, you got to understand that you don't have the power, even if you don't like somebody. You can't keep them from being blessed. You can criticize them. You can curse them with your mouth, but you can't keep what God has for them from them receiving it. Anybody hear what I'm saying? I'm talking to somebody in here that realized that I've been trying to get my hand on some things, and it seemed like as soon as I almost get it in my hand, that enemy snatched it back out. But I found out that what God has for me, it is for me. Anybody believe that? Then you got to believe it with the conviction that I don't care what kind of hell I'm going through, I'm going to make it. So said the Lord my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We look here. It does not matter how good God has been, that there is somebody that will refuse to thank and praise the Lord our God. Now, I found out that we are all brothers and sisters in Christ, and yet only those that profess to be believers. Let me slow down so you can hear this. Only those that profess to be believers make up the body of Christ. One of the most important things to know is that it's not all about you. I wasn't here on last Sunday, but I heard through the grapevine that the Spirit was high. I heard through the grapevine that the man of God did a good job. I heard through the grapevine that the choir did a wonderful job. I heard through the grapevine that there were praises going on all over the house. So you know that let me know assuredly that it's not all about me. You don't need me to praise God. You don't need me to be the only preacher. All you need to do is have something down on the inside and let it come on the outside and come in the house of God to praise him. If you come in to praise me, you messed up. I don't have a heaven or hell to carry you to. I'm trying to get to heaven myself. How many of you know it's not an easy journey, but it's worthwhile? All you got to go through is just trust God every step of the way. Y'all keep pushing me. I ain't quite ready yet. Believers. The Bible tells us that there are many members, but yet one body in Christ. Understanding that every member of the body is necessary. For in order for things to work like God designed them to work, it is important for us to know just how much God loves us. The Bible teaches us that wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Now, if you are led to believe that the only place you're going to feel Jesus is in here. Woo! Some of you missing some things. Because how many of you know that sometimes after you get home and you think about the word of God, you meditate and think about Jesus, you begin to feel the presence of a mighty God standing all around you. And I come to let you know this morning that you better serve God while you got a chance. I heard a song that said, I'll go if I gotta go by myself. But I found out I don't have to go by myself. I found out that all I have to do is trust the power of God. Every now and again, you can't wait on the crowd. You better be ready to go. You better have your mind made up that I'm going on to heaven anyhow. I don't care if you want to go or not. If your neighbor don't want to praise him, you just step on your neighbor. Tell your neighbor, get behind me, because I come to praise the Lord our God. I realized this morning that everybody is not here that ought to be here. There are a few pews that are quite open, but that's all right, for I found out that everybody don't have to be here for Jesus to be in the midst. For the Bible said, where two or three gather, touching and agreeing, that he will be in the midst of us. And as long as the Lord is in the midst, everything is going to be all right. I stopped by to tell somebody that I done got my help now, and I just can't help myself. The Bible said, as the body is one, and having many members, all many members of one body, being members of that one body, but they are those of us that got to understand this morning that even though you might not feel important, even though you might not feel necessary, every part of the body of Christ is necessary. So if you feel like you're one of the little ones, hold your head up high and know that the Lord God will do just the same for you as he did for anybody else. The Bible said, "Name much more members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, unto those we bestow more abundant honor." But let me tell you something. The Bible says that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. What that schism means is no division. We got to stop being all divided. We got to stop acting like if I don't come, it's not going to happen. If I don't sing, the Spirit is not going to come. If I'm not in the midst, everybody is not going to act right. But I stop by to let you know that it's not all about you. I don't care if you come or not. You better trust the power of God. For I found out I'm not going to worry myself to death about an empty pew. Because one day where you won't come in and sit at the Lord's table, there's somebody walking up the street, the highways and the byways. They're going to come running, saying, "Oh, Lord, I want to come in. I want to sit at your welcome table. I want to hear you say, well done." But I look around in the house, and the house is not full. But I stop by to tell somebody, don't let that bother you. Again, I say unto you, that if two or three of you touch and agree, all you got to know is that God will be in the midst. Now, every now and again, as church folk, we fall out, get mad with one another. But the Bible said, go and make amends. And if they don't want to hear what you say, go get two or three more folks and make amends again. And if they don't want to hear what you say, go to the church house and say that if you don't want to hear what the church got to say, then what you ought to know is if two or three gather, that Jesus, he'll be in the midst. All I stopped by to tell you this morning, that it don't matter how many of you show up. All it takes for Jesus is two or three. Now let me help you out, because you might stay by yourself. And you might want to have a prayer meeting, and you ain't going to have no visitors. But now let me tell you something. I can sit right there on my couch, and it'll be a miracle if everybody gone from my house. But if everybody gone and I'm all by myself, I can talk to God and I realize that I'm not by myself. I found out I might be just one person, but I got the Trinity right there with me. So when I call on the Father, I call on the Son, I call on the Holy Ghost, I got 3 + 1, so there's 4 in the house. And we can have church all by ourselves. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody ever have church at home? Anybody ever tell God thank you at home? Anybody ever let go and let God? I want to let you know this morning that it's time to let that mess go. all we need. Yeah, two or three. Whew. I see more than two or three. Whew. If I got my two or three, I'm going to let it alone. Go on, Cassandra. Woo! Yes, sir. All we need for Jesus to show up is two or three. So when you come in here from week to week, it varies. Sometimes it's overflowing. Sometimes it's scarce. But when you come in, you see two or three, you say everything's going to be all right.